I had my future wrapped up like a parcel, but there was very much more I'd like to be. Then I had a look around to try a few things, to see what else might be in life for me. I wanted to check out this thing called furry. It served me right for trying, and to see that the way that this community looked at it, it just didn't seem to be a life for me. And the biggest disappointment to the fandom then was me, a non-existent branch upon that furry family tree. I just couldn't be the person they expected me to be. And the biggest disappointment in their world was me. I went to cons and meets and tried to fit in. I learned then maybe this was not for me. Then this quiet Aussie guy went home a different man, with the memories and pain all plain to see. But I maybe spoke too loud and laughed too often. I maybe drank too many glasses down, and perhaps my suit looked older than I realised. A relief to all concerned when I left town. And the biggest disappointment to the fandom then was me, a non-existent branch upon that furry family tree. I just couldn't be the person they expected me to be. And the biggest disappointment in their world was me. And the biggest disappointment to the fandom then was me, a very broken branch upon that fluffy family tree. I could never be the furry they expected me to be. So the biggest disappointment in their world was me.